Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Meseches Nedarim, Daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara brings a drasha and the pasuk in Parshas Matos, Ish ki yidor neder lashem, the double lashon of ki yidor neder, and the Gemara darshins ad sheyidor bedavar hanodor, which is to say that if a person makes a neder utilizing the mechanism called hatfosa, which is to say that I'm attaching the entity which I'm coming to be neder on, and I'm giving it a din by attaching it to an existing ether, a zach which is already kodosh, so I'm being matfis this entity onto the thing which is already kodesh, and I say zeh kozeh. So that's one of the ways by which I'm able to be oiser this chefza beneder by being matfis it onto a davar hanodor. I can only do this then, I can only achieve this if I'm noider basing myself upon a davar hanodor, like a hektish entity, which acquires its din by being noider. So if I have an existing entity of hektish, which is a davar hanodor, I can take this chefetz now and say zeh kozeh, and the chefetz I was just noider on, the becomes nodur, becomes also the neder, by means of this lomdus called hatfosa. This only applies to a davar hanodur and does not apply to a davar ha'osur. So therefore I have, for example, the din of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel, where the Mishnah says that if I say zeh ko zeh, and I want to give this entity, this chayfetz, a din just like the bosor chazir, which is in front of me and which is osur, so I cannot be matfis the bosor chazir, because the bosor chazir is something which is osur v'zeh alein, it's intrinsically osur, it's a davar ha'osur, and it's not a davar hanodur. The din of hatfosa only works, she either bedover hanodur by being matfis on something which is nodur, something which is hektish, which acquired its din by being nodur, and not a dover ha'osu, like a bosa chazir, for example, which is intrinsically osu. And that's exactly a kosov of yidur neder, she either bedover hanodur, and not yidur bedover ha'osu. The Ritva on Yud Gimel of the Beis gives a savora to this din, and the Ritva says a mechudus to gazach, a controversial yesoid. The Ritva says that the reason for this halacha is because a dover hanodur, for example, a hektish, gets a shem of an isur chefza, which means to say that the entity itself of the hektish is intrinsically removed from the hishtamshus of the mensch, because it has a koach in and of itself, it has a simba in and of itself, to be meruchuk and removed from the mensch. It's intrinsically labeled as hektish. So that's an isur chefza. An isur chefza, I'm able to matfis my zach that I'm being oiser now with hatfosa. I can matfis it onto the isur chefza and give it to an isur chefza. Zeh kozeh. That's hatfosa. Masha'inkin zog the edvom, macholas asurois, for example, nevela, for example, chazir, for example, boso chazir, all these isurim in the Mishnah, these isurim are not isurei chefza. The chefza is not intrinsically defined as being osur, but rather they're isurei gavra. The Torah is mitzvah the mensch not to eat these things. But the chefta in and of itself, from the standpoint of its intrinsic label, is just the same thing. It's just that you personally, as a gavra, have been mitzvah by the Torah not to eat it. It's an isra on the gavra. So like, it's impossible, Zokter Yitzvah, to say hatfasa from such a thing, because it doesn't have any koyach, kishala atzmoy, to be ogetesh, to be redefined as something which is intrinsically osir, and therefore it's not able to give over a din isir onto this nether entity that you're trying to make, because it itself doesn't have an intrinsic koyach to be osir. The only isurei chefza, which is a kodesh, hektish, that's something which is intrinsically removed, it's an isur chefza, and that's the only thing that can be give over its thing without tfosa. So that's the mirror, the gavort of the Ritva, and it follows from the Ritva, and that's what the Achronim understand in the Ritva, that he is saying that all regular dinim of macholos asurois, the regular halachas of isur to eat, nevela and treifa, and the various famous tmeis and etc., and all these things are only an isur gavra, and not an isur chefza. That's what follows from the Ritva, and he holds that underlies this din, that you can't be noider bedavar ha'osir. There's a whole discussion in different achronim about understanding whether this din is bo, whether he's sorry that what he's saying is muskim or not. Forget about the lomdus he's giving to hatfasa, the yidah bedavar ha'noder, that is other hezbeirim and the rishonim we'll come back to. But is the din true, what he's saying, the lomdus true, that all macholos asurais are defined as just an isur gavra, and not that the entity is relabeled as an isur chefza? So one maramokam on this shail, an interesting maramokam brought down by Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asman Deraisa, where he discusses this with Ritva, and Rabbi Yosef Engel points out a bavusta, fairly well-known rosh, in the eighth parak of Yuma that discusses the shail of somebody who is a mesukon, that he's a pekuch nefesh situation, he has to eat, and there's a choice of what to feed him. He's a matzah pekuch nefesh, and the only things available to feed him are either a nevela, you could feed him nevela, or alternatively, it's Shabbos, but you could shech something right now on Shabbos and feed him zach, which is shochut, of course, at the expense of having to be shochut on Shabbos. So, first aid, the Dr. Rosh, that from the standpoint of which one is more chomer, it's of course more chomer to shech something on Shabbos, which is intrinsically a malach on Shabbos, a very chomer, it's actually much more chomer be'etzem than in Avela. Nonetheless, the Rosh of in the Yuma brings down a big machlok of Yishayinim, and he brings in the Shida of Rabbeinu Meir, that Meir at Gehalten, Rabbeinu Meir Gehalten, he held that be'eser that you have to shecht, if the opportunity is there, you have to shecht on Shabbos and feed the person a shchuta rather than feed him Avela. Ay, Malach on Shabbos is Dachrila Mochomet than Avela. So Rabbeinu Meir says a Meir de Gazach, that he says that just like you find in Yontif, that even if something is Mamash on Malach and it's terrible and it really would be osir, but Alpha Pekain, if it's the purpose of Oichel Nefesh, so it becomes Hotra, and the Mamash is totally Heta, like a Heta Gomur, if it's Malacha being done in Yontif Oichel Nefesh. So by the same token, Zokter Edva, on Shabbos, if there will be Dinah Pekoch Nefesh, so there's no Heta Oichel Nefesh on Shabbos, but if it's Pekoch Nefesh, so it's 100% Mutter. You're allowed a Shecht, you can do any Malacha on Shabbos for the purpose of saving somebody's life. Since the Pekoch Nefesh, it's Mamash Hotra, and therefore it's Mamash Amai Seheta. So therefore, do a Shechting on Shabbos is actually not labeled as a ma'isa chomer ma'oid because it's a malacha, because in fact it's called a ma'isa that's not called a malacha since it's hutar mamish and makom koch nefesh. Why don't you say the same thing when you get to nevela? Nevela should also be hutar all the nea tayr kamat, hutar makom koch nefesh. But then it's like the Rosh, that's not true. Aval nevela ha maichol atzmoy osir. That's the Rosh and Harosh, Shinner ben Meir. Aval nevela ha maichol atzmoy osir. By nevela, the food intrinsically is considered to be osir. As the says, what's the Rosh saying? That it's impossible to view the din of nevela to be called hutra. Avada it's the chuya, avada it's overridden and you push it aside and mokum somebody's life is at stake. That's true, but it's only the chuya, and intrinsically it's called a ma'isa issa to eat a macholos asura is to eat nevela. It's not like the pu'ula of a malacha on Shabbos, which is not intrinsically ogatish, defined as a pu'ula, it's meruchik from the mensh. It happens to be it's a malacha because it's Shabbos. Because it's Shabbos, it's a malacha, and if what if it's a koch nefesh and it's mutter, then it's a hutra gomur, and the mele, therefore the Rosh brings that been a me'er shita, better to feed the person the shchut, even if it means shechting, because it's ma'isa heta anyway, not feeding the nevela, which even if it will be matter, it will still be called the intrinsic ma'isa issa. So the Rabbi Yosef Engel says, you see from this Rosh, and passes it's a very good raya, the Rosh understood that the issa of machalos asuris, and specifically issa of nevela in that case, is an issa chefza, and the entity itself is intrinsically relabeled as meruchok, as a chefza asura, and therefore, even if it will be matter, it would still be called an issa chefza, a chefza nesis, and he's not like, the Rosh would be not like the Ritolvi here, who also nevela itself is perfectly fine, if not for the tziva and the gavra, which as you could see, is a disputed idea, and the Rosh doesn't hold of it. Mr. Mechel Zilber over here, in the Shiurim on the Dorim, points out that it seems that there's a Machlokes Rishonim a little bit later in the Perek, the second Perek of the Dorim, that this Machlokes Rishonim actually seems to be totally in this Chakira, on whether Macholos Asuris are Ogetaitz Be'etzem as Zisuri Gavra alone, like the Ritvo holds here, or if they're Taitz as Zisuri Cheftera, the Cheftera itself is Meruchuk. And he points out there's some big Machlokes Rishonim actually later on, Bekesher Benegir to the Suga on Tezayin, with the Rishonim over there, the Ramban, but then Miki Yosef, the Rashbo, different Rishonim get into a Shiloh, a person who's Noide Lakayim as a mitzvah. That says, for example, let's say you have a piece of nevela, and the person is Noide that he makes a neder not to eat the nevela. So is the neder chav or not? This is a zach that's not discussed mafurish in any Gemara, and a neder to support the existing Isser. And there's a Shiloh in the Rishonim if the neder can be chal on top of the existing Isser. And the Shitas Ha Rashbo is that a neder cannot be chal on top of an existing Isser, and that's the Rashba says it in a tshuva, and the Rashba is medamat that to a halacha that we do have, that the halacha is that a neder cannot be chal on top of a neder. So just like a neder can't be, second neder is not chal on top of the first one, it's already also else neder, the second neder is not chal on the first one, so too the Rashba holds that likewise, Isser neder is not going to be chal on top of an existing Isser like Nevelo or Machol Sasuris. Now Shein Kain, the Muki Yosef over there in Tezayim brings down from the Ramban, the Shittas Ramban, and the Ramban held not like that. The Ramban holds that a neder could be chal on top of an existing Isser, and evidently the Ramban was mechalik, and he understood it's not doimer to a neder on a neder, which is a second neder is not chal, a neder could be chal on top of the existing Isser. Now, Rebbe Chazal points out that Rebbe Kiva Eger in the Hagoyes and Shulchan Aruch and Yeridei Reish Tezvav already is masbir based on the Yukim and understandings that he has in the Lashon of the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Bekev Eger already is mazbe, that the reason why the Rashba holds that a neder can't be chal on top of an existing machol sasuris iser, and halacha is klor, and Rav Kivega points this out, that a neder could be chal on top of a shvua. And the next thing, and even though a neder could be chal on a shvua, it won't be chal on top of nevel or on top of chazir. What's the difference? So in the shittas harazba, so Rav Kivega is mazba actually mefurish over there, and the goyis on shulchan aruch that the reason is that a neder which is an iser cheftza is able to be chal on top of a shvua because the shvua is an iser gavra. That says that this, as we had in other times that we'll have later in this perik of Mitzvah Hashem, that shvua is merachik the mensch, that the person is unable to eat this food or to do this thing because the person is a din in himself, then he shafts on himself that he is mitzvah with the din of shua not to do it. A neder, on the other hand, redefines the chefta. And the neder tells us that the chefta itself is meruchik, unable to be used. And if a thing already is osir, else the iser of shvua, so meintos, Rikivega explains, that kshalaatma, the thing itself, is not redefined halachically, it's just that you can't eat it, you can't use it. So meila, there's still room for the neder to be chal on the thing, and the neder will redefine the chefta. So that the neder could be chal on the shua. Why does the Rashba hold that a neder can't be chal on top of it is in the veil or the machol sasuris? So Yehegi actually speaks out that the reason is because the Rashba understood that Yisurei Achila, Macholos Asuris, are it's a Chefza, and they're not Demet the Shvua. They're actually more Demet the Neder. Just like a Neder can't be Chal on a Neder, because one is a Chefza, doesn't have room, so to speak, to be Chal on the existing is a Chefza of Neder that's already on it. So the Rashba Gehalten, that the same is exactly the same is true when you try to make a Neder on top of a Nevela, to not to eat a Nevela, Neder on top of a Chazir, not to eat the Chazir, and etc., etc. And the reason why they can't be Chal is that it already is an existing is a Chefza of Nevela or of Chazir or whatever it is, and therefore the Issa Chefza neder won't have room to be Chal. So Bekvega speaks this out, and you see Beferish Ba'alil, Bekvega understood, and that's talk of the Mediuk like that, and it's Mediuk in the Lashon of the Shuvah HaRashba, that the Rashba, the reason why he holds that a neder can't be Chal on the top of an existing Machulas Asuris, because he holds a Machulas Asuris itself is an Issa Chefza, so neder can't be Chal on it, and it's not comparable to this neder is Chal on a Shvua, because the original Shvua didn't redefine the Chefza to be an Issa Chefza. So you see, Mefurish, if Yeager is Medayikit and it's Mashman the Rashba this way, that he argues on this Ritzvah here on Dafyud Gimel, and the Rashba understood that all Machol, Hasus, and the Torah are understood to be an Isur Chefza. On the other hand, Zokt, the Mechel Zilber, it's actually very Meduyuk like that in the Loshen Ramban, the way it's brought down in the Labbin Ramban with Yosef later on, Daftes Zayin, that the reason why the Ramban held Fakert, that he understood that a Neder is Chal on top of a Machol, Hasus, the reason is that the Ramban Ogetaish that he understood that Machol Sasuris are Yisr Gavra. They don't redefine the entity of being intrinsically meruchok and distance from the person because it's an avail or a chazir or whatever, but rather the entity itself is fine. It's the same as any other Machol Heter. It just happens to be the Tzayir with Mitzavah Tzivah on the person that he has to stay away from it, since the Ramban understood and the Yosef understanding him that Machol Sasuris are the Tzayir are Yisr Gavra, so therefore it's actually done to a Shvua, where I have a Shvua on a Chayfetz, and therefore the Halacha is over there. You could make a neder on top of the shvua because the neder is a chefza that's redefining the chefza for the first time. So the same way, but the same token, the Ramban and the quote of Ben Yosef that they understood that the same way a neder can be chal on top of machol sasuris because machol sasuris is only an isur gavra and hasn't redefined the entity, and therefore the neder could come ahead and redefine the chefza and make it isur chefza. So therefore, it's mavua that the Ramban and Yosef they learned up like the Ritva here. They understood that all machol sasuris are just isur gavra, which is itself why they hold that you can make a neder to support and to be chal on top of the existing Isser Nevela and the existing Isser Macholos Asuris. All of this is to be mefalpel in the Shittas of Ritva, like we said before, that the Ritva holds over here that the reason why it's impossible to be matvis b'dover ha'osur, like to say zekhozeh on bosa chazir and give a dineder, the reason he can't do that is that the original dover ha'osur itself is intrinsically labeled as a heter, it's not called the iser chefza at all, it's just as an iser on the gavra. That's the Shittas of Ritva. The mice of the round over here on the Fidalim and Aleph on the Gemara is mevur a whole different reason. He also gives a svara why you can't be noida b'dover ha'osur. And the Ramban, the Ran, rather, the way he goes through the sugi, he understands that in Maskanas HaGemara, the Gemara is working with this Savora. And what is the Savora? So the Ran brings a different Savora from the Ritva. The Savora that the Ran brings is that when I say ze koze and I make a hatfasa and I'm coming off of something which is a davar ha'aser, so the thing I have coming off of has to be something which is nitten in the yad b'nei ha'odon to shaft that din. If I'm coming off the carbon and I say ze koze, this entity should have the din like the carbon, so that's a hatfasa and it makes the new entity also a davar ha'nodor, because the carbon itself is a zach that mention have the koyach to create that din. It's given to the koyach of b'nei ha'odon to create a din Isser of Kedusha of a carbon, and in Mela, when I say Zeh Kozeh, I'm saying that this should have the same type of halacha, this entity should have the same type of a din. I'm giving it a din neder, the same as the existing carbon, which itself is given to the Kayach B'nei Ha'odom to shaft that Isser, so I'm shafting this Isser with the Zeh Kozeh. Masha Enkin, if I'm coming off of something which is intrinsically also not given it to the Kayach B'nei Ha'odom to shaft that Isser, like for example, Chazir or Nevela, whatever it is, so these are things which a person can't shaft that din, he can't create that din of Isser Hazir or an Isser Nevela. That's something which the Torah creates it and says by itself it's automatically Osir Me'elo. So when you're coming off of that Isser Nevela or that Isser Hazir and you want to say Zeh Kozeh and give this entity, this new entity, a din Isser Neder, just like that one, if that original entity was a Davar Ha'osir which is not knit into my Koyach to create that Isser, then I won't be able to utilize that type of a Koyach to create this Isser and this Neder, because I'm coming off of something which is not knit into the Odom to Shafti Isser. That's the Shitas Ha-Ran. That's how the Ran learns up why you can't be Noida B'Dover Ha-Ofer. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovet Shmuis points out that there is a stira in the Ran. Because the Ran over here says this reason, like we just said, why you can't be Noida B'Dover Ha-Ofer. The Ran in Shmuis gives a slightly different reason, which on the surface may sound very similar, but Rabbi Chanan points out that it's a Sharf Chiluk and quite a distinct difference between the Sfarah that the Ran gives in Shmuis to the one that he gives here. In Masechta Shmuis, the hesbet that the Ran gives is that the way that Hatfosa works is that I take the existing Kedusha on the carbon and it's Nimshach Vin Nitfas onto the new entity that I'm trying to aser. So it's like Kedusha, which has a koyach to spread and to be contagious and to transfer. So the Kedusha spreads from the original entity, from the original carbon, and goes over to my new entity that I'm being noider on, and that gives it a din of a Isser of a davar hanodur. That's what Hatfosa is all about. The Kedusha of the carbon is Nimshach Vin Nitfas, it spreads. Zoktav Nemderan, that this quality that Kedusha has the ability to spread is actually unique to something which is Kadosh, a Kedusha could spread, and therefore that's an avyid of Adar Hanadar, and the Kedusha will spread from the carbon and give a din of Neder, Isser Neder, onto the entity I'm being Neder on with Hatfosa from the carbon. Mashengin, if I'm using something else, like Chazir or Nevela, whatever it is, which those don't have any Kayach to spread, and they're not Nimshach Vinitfas onto any new items from the original item, so therefore, Dr. An, it's really impossible to consider altogether that I should make a hatfasa off of any kind of a davar ha'aser, because the davar ha'aser doesn't have the kedusha. Actually, it's not even a kedusha. The iser that's on it doesn't have this koyach to be nimshach v'nitfas to spread and to be trapped and captured by this new entity. That's what the Ran says in the Masechta Shvuos. And Rav Chanan points out, you think very carefully about it, you could see that the two Rans are not saying the same thing. The Ran in the Masechta Shvuos is not discussing whether I created or have the ability to create the kedusha from the get-go onto the original item. That's not his point, which is what that's the Ran's point over here. Here, it has to be that I have the ability to create the Kedusha on the original item, and then I say Zeh Kozeh, and I create the Kedusha on the new item. But over there in Masechta Shmuis, rather, what he's discussing is the question of whether the Kedusha that's on the original item is a sort of like a contagious Kedusha, so to speak. It could spread and be contagious and spread to the next thing and give it a din Isser Neder. And that's something you only find by Kedusha, you don't find by other things. That's not a question of whether the person shaft the original Kedusha or not, it's a question of whether the Kedusha itself has a Kerech to spread. So these are not the same Hesber. Rabbi Chanan is quite puzzled. He asked the kasha that there seems to be a stira in the Ran. Rabbi Chanan answers with a mechudesh to Keteret, and Rabbi Chanan claims that actually you need both Rans. Each one is mashlam the other, and there are actually two esberim for this din that either is only the atfos is only bedavar hanodav, and you need both. Rabbi Chanan is mazbe with this with a big yisoid, which is worth saying over. That he says that there are actually two very distinct types of atfosa. One is atfosa of ze kozer from an object which is befoneinu mamish. That says I have an animal right here in front of me. The animal is a korban. I take my new item, which I want to ask the neder with hatfasa, and I say zeh kozeh, and I give the new item the kedusha that's on the existing animal, and I transfer, I attach the dinim from the original kedusha, which is right here in front of me. It goes over to some extent, and it asks the new entity with an iser neder. That's a hatfasa
from a chavit which is before anyone that's one that has fossa. It's zokt of them the Rabbi Chanan in the Kevet Shmuz that it's really mavur if you think about it carefully that there's another different type of hatfasa, because there's a number of marimakoyim, there's a number of places we find in the Rishayim, and it's clearly so that hatfasa doesn't have to be dafka a zeh kozeh type of scenario with the existing original korban is bafoneinu. I'm taking from this specific animal, this specific korban, I'm transferring the kedusha or whatever it is to the new zach, which is going to be also beneder. Even if a matfis from the concept of kochim, that also works. And you see that in really different mekayim ways. I'm not thinking of any specific animal. I don't have any specific animal bafoneinu. I just say I want to be matfis this entity that's in front of me and give it in the din kedushas oyla, and that's also going to be good. It's going to work. You find, just to give one example of this, you find in a number of Rishayim in the Shitas HaRosh and the Shitas HaToysis and the Bezim and Aleph, that they hold, as you may have learned at the time, that they hold that all Nedarim in the world are all working out Hatfasa. Either it's a regular, real Hatfasa, because I have an existing animal Bifonai, and I transfer the Kedusha from there, and I give this new item a Din of Dover Hanodur, that's one Hatfasa, or even if I don't mention Hatfasa at all, we always say that every neder I want to ask of an entity is always understood to be a yad of a hatfasa. It's a yodois nedorim of hatfasa, because if the person just said I want to ask of this entity, we on our own are mashlim the dibur, which that's what yodois is. We're mashlim, we complete the thought, and we say I want to ask of this thing just like a korban. Now, just like with korban. Don't say a korban, just like a korban. So you see there's a concept of hatfasa from an entity, a kedusha, which is not even b'funeinu at all. And that can't work, Dr. Bachar, with the lumdus that I'm transferring some kind of concrete kedusha transference from this entity, which is Bafanai, is transferring its kedusha and giving it over to the new thing. Because over here, they really the hatfasa of not Bafanai was hatfasa from an abstraction. There is no specific korban that I'm referring to. It's hatfasa from the concept of having a korban. And that's the second din of hatfasa which we find. That Mr. Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zalman Levracha in the Mincha Shloimoy in the Dharm Daf Beis has an interesting shtickle just to try to come to grips with this second type of hatfasa and explain how it's going to work. Because actually, you know, it's something which needs a hesber. It needs an explanation. It's one thing if I have a concrete animal that I'm thinking of, or that's Bafanai, a transfiguration from that animal, I know what a hatfasa is all about there. But if you're talking about hatfasa from the concept of korban, what kind of hatfasa is it exactly? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach of the Mincha Shlomi has an important shtickle where he matters zachan the union. He actually is masik. Rav Shlomo Zalman comes out that the hatfasa from a korban, which is ainu b'funeinu, I'm not thinking of a specific korban at all, works differently from that fossa of zeh kozeh, of the concrete fossa from this onto that, and that fossa with not before Neinu works, but that what the mensch is doing, what he's saying is, he's being mishtamesh, he's utilizing the koyach that the Torah gave to a mensch to be able to be makdish. The Torah gave a person a koyach that is able to be makdish azach, and you can utilize that koyach, you can take, so to speak, from that koyach that the Torah gives to the mensch that he's able to imakdish something, you can borrow from that koyach, take something from that koyach, and be make bichala the neder on the entity which is in front of you. That's called being matfis in the concept, in the koyach ha-toyra that a mensch has to imakdish an entity, to imakdish an animal. You can matfis in yenu koyach and mishtamit, to utilize yenu koyach to give a din neder on the chevet that's before necha. That's an under the din of hatfasa, and Rav Shlomo Zalman explains this point. The doctor of Dem Rabbi Chanan in the Kevet Shmuis, that the Ran needed to say two completely different hesberim, one hesber here in the Torah, one in Shavuos, in order to explain why Hatfasa works b'davar hanodur and not b'davar ha'asur, by these two distinct and separate types of Hatfasa. Dr. Azoy, when I have Hatfasa from a chefta, which is b'fonai, which is b'fonainum, I'm saying a concrete zeh kozeh, so over there, the way that Hatfasa works, the lomdus by which it goes to, the way that Hatfasa works is by actively being mamshich and matfis, so to speak, kedusha from the original korban that's befonai, and transferring it over and giving it over to the new entity, which becomes also benodah, like the Lashon HaRan and Masechta Shavuos, that I'm being mamshich and matfis from the original kedusha, and the Ran says only Hekdish has that koyach to be mamshich and matfis from it, to be the kedusha should be able to extend and get a chalon to the new entity, which should be also bedover hanodah. Regular isurim like Nevela and Chazir and all those things, they don't have this koyach of being mamshich and matfis, and that whole lomdus and that whole explanation, Zokta Bachonim, of the Ran and Shavuos, that whole explanation is applicable to the specific case of Zeh Kozeh, where I'm literally extending Kedusha from the concrete entity of Hekdesh, which is Bafanai. Vashen King Zot Rabbanan, the round over here, and Masechta in the Torah, was coming to explain why it is that when I have the abstraction type hatfosa, where I'm matfis in the abstract koyach of Kedushas Korban, and there's no specific Korban that's before Neinu, why is it that that in hatfosa is only going to be chal bedover hanodor, and not when you're coming off of a dover ha'aser. And over there, anyhow, it doesn't go to. The lomdus is not that I'm being mamshich hakadush of an existing entity, because we're dealing with an abstraction. I'm giving it the abstract koyach that there is to makdish korbonus. There is no specific korban that I'm thinking of, that I'm speaking of, that she mamshich its kadusha from there onto the new chayfetz. So rather, of them, the Ran over here had to imazbir that if you want to make a hatfosa from an abstraction, from a gevissa koyach of makdish, from a gevissa koyach of iser, I have to make sure I'm utilizing, I'm doing a hatfasa based upon a parasha in the Torah which is given to the mensch to be able to shaft that din, and not that it's also from zichalein automatically. So if I'm being matfis in the concept of kedushas korban, since it's possible for a person to be makdish a korban, it's given over the ability of the mensch to shaft that din of kedushas korban, so therefore, like to borrow from Shlomo Zalman's expression, you can be mesham with that koyach of being makdash a korban, and you can give this the entity in front of you a din of iser neder, where being meshamish with the end of koyach. Mashen came by nevela and by chazir and those things, the Torah never shaft this concept that the person could be meshamish with those koyachos in the first place. There is no koyach to ask something with iser nevela or chazir, and mainly you can't borrow from that koyach, so to speak, to shaft on the entity that's upon you to give a din of an iser neder. That's a very sharp avort from Elchanan to explain that because there are two sugam of hatfasa, that's what the Ran needed to say. Two different explanations of why Hatfasa only works based upon and starting from a Dover Hanodor. It's worth mentioning one final point about this in connection with this, a little bit in passing. It is a very important Ran, a couple of Daf from here on Daf Tes Zayin. The Ran makes the point, and he quotes a Tosis about this, that even though by Korbonois, by Hektish, the halacha is that there's only an Isur to get Hanor from the item, from the Hektish, and there is no Isur by Hektish, for example, to be Negea by Hektish, to Tosh Hektish, or to be Zoyrek a Chayfetz of Hektish, you don't find such Isurim by Hektish. The Alpha Pekin, the Ran is Mechia from the Sugya, on the Tes Zayin, that by Neder, that you can make an Isser on the Heftza of Neder, so a person could even go beyond the Isurim that we find by Hektish, and a person could make an Isser Beneder to Aser a Chayfet, that he won't touch the Chayfet, it's also for him to be Negeya in it, he won't throw the Chayfet, it's also for him to be Zoyrek it, and the Ran is Madber over there, that's what we find in the Sugya over there, that the Gemara gives a case of Yeshiva Sukkah Olai, not Hanoa Sukkah Olai, but Yeshiva Sukkah Olai, a specific case of the person makes a neder, he won't sit in a sukkah, and that the Ran understands is talking even the case of the person isn't getting any hanor from the sukkah whatsoever. Afal pi kein, he can make a neder that the sukkah is also be yeshiva for him, and the Ran says even though by Hektish there will be no parallel to this concept, because Hektish is only also in Hishtamshus and hanor, but by Nedorim, we can go beyond that, and by Nedorim we would say that a person is able to aser azach b'neder from touching it, from sitting inside of it, from throwing it, etc. Now, the Rav Shlomo Zalman over here in the Micha Shloime that we just said over raises the very basic question that although the Ran says that, but is that din going to apply by a case of Hatfasa? You know, the way Hatfasa works, I'm taking the Kedusha, the Issa from the original Hektish, and I'm transferring it and giving it over onto this new item, which is becoming Osir Beneder. So it doesn't really make sense altogether to say in a case like that that I'm going to be able to utilize the din of Hatfasa to give over to the new entity an Isur which can't even exist at all in the original Hektish. Can I utilize Hatfasa to shaf an Isur of Negeya to touch the new Chayfetz Hanodur, or to throw the new Chayfetz Hanodur, etc. With a Maisa, if you're utilizing Hatfasa, it's going to be a problem, because even the original Hektish cannot have such Isurim of Negeya or Zrika. It only has Isurim of So Shlomo Zalman says a startling thing, which is really very not poshut, that he says that if you're talking about the hatfasa of zeh kozeh, coming off an existing concrete entity of kodesh, it's not going to make sense. And a chanami that you can't do, because you can't give the new item, the chayfetz another, and this that it wasn't in the original kedusha, if you're being mamshich the Issa from the existing Kedusha to give the Neder. But Masha'in Kain, if you're talking about the second type of Hatfasa, which is from the abstract Koyach Ba'olam, that there is a Koyach of being Makdish, Hektish in the Welt, and I'm utilizing that Koyach to Aser and to create an Issa on the Chayfetz HaNodu that's in front of me. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that since I'm not concretely transferring a Kedusha from the existing Hektish, so therefore it's not a problem, and the Ram will be right, and it will be able to even Shaf and Isser on the Chefetz HaNodr, that it wouldn't be able to be Negeah boy, you wouldn't be able to be Zoyrikit, etc. That's what Shlomo Zalman says, as long as they're not coming with the Mamoshistic, a concrete Hamshacha transfer of Kedusha, I could give the Chefetz HaNodr a din that it can't be touched or thrown. The emes is that Shlomo Zalman here says over here is very, very not Poshit, and logically, you really could ask the question that even he is saying in his, so to speak, new second din of Hatfosa, that I'm utilizing the Koyach that a person has to be makdish, I'm taking that koyach and making with it a neder and din neder on the chayfetz another. So if utilizing the koyach that a person has to be makdish, that koyach doesn't include din to be makdish lagabi negiyo or lagabi zviko or something like that, because hekdish doesn't have those yisurim. So really, it's very not poshut where Shlomo Zalman says that there's some din of hatfasa which will allow a person to use it and shaf a din on the chayfetz another that it can't be touched, like the ran who can't be nizrak. But Emet says that the zeicha yitzchok Rabbi Yisrael Pondavizhu says in Simin Mem Aleph, a breakdown of this Ran on the Tezayin that's actually much, much more straightforward. The Rebbe Lepanovich says that it's true that the Ran says this thing, he quite a quote of Tosis, but the Ran says this thing that you could make a neder on a sukkah, whatever it is, that I won't touch it, I won't sit in it, I won't throw it, etc., even ba'oifen, that I won't be getting any hano or shtamshes out of it. That the Ran says that way, Rebbe Lepanovich is medayik from the Lashon of Tosis in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches, when Tosis discusses the case of Yeshiva Sukkah Olai. And Tosis makes it clear in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches that the hezer behind that din is that there's always some level of hanor, of pleasure the person gets from sitting in the shade of the sukkah. There's always something. And in Meila, it's because you're getting epizvah, some hanor out of it, that that's why it's possible to be for this Yeshiva Sukkah Olai to be also beneder. That's what Tosis says. Bishul Lepanovich says, Ashar Fazach, he says, you see, that the Ran against the Tosis and Rosh Hashanah, they're arguing about this point, if it's possible to give a din neder and asa with an iser neder on a chayfetz, that it should have Yisurim like touching or throwing or sitting, or things like that, which don't have any parallel in the Yisur of Hektish. It's Dr. Bissel Ponovich that he holds that it's totally very poshut in the Machloikas Vishenem and Daf Beis that we alluded to very briefly earlier. The Chitas HaToysvis and Grad of the Rosh holds that way again, also on Daf Beis, that they hold that all Nedorim go to the Lomdos of Hatfasa, and even if the person did not mention anything about Hatfasa, we always say, like the Rosh and Toysvis speak out on Daf Beis, we always say that the person meant to be a yad lahatfasa. I say this chayfetz is aser, I really meant to say it's also like a korban. It's a yodois of hatfasa, of a korban, and that's why it works. But really, all the dorim ultimately come down to be an iser of hatfasa. Mashenkin, the Ran on the Beis Medallah says it clearly otherwise. The Ran says there are two very, very distinct, very discreet types of neders. There's one neder, which is the ikr neder, which is the person's stomach, a regular neder, a person asses a chefza, which doesn't go to hatfasa at all. He's just shafing an iser on the chefza. And another completely different type of neder, Dr. Ran, and that things that the person takes a korban, he takes an existing kedusha thing, and takes from that kedusha and his matfis, the kedusha onto the davar hanoda. The Ran says over there that there's two different categories of neder. So those are bits of ponavish, the Tosis and the Ran, the Shitas, and it works out very, very well. Those says, Tosis Shita, the Tosis holds in that base, it all the Torah work with Hatfasa. So Taka Tosis Lashitasa can't hold, like the Ran says in Tessayan, that there is going to be a new Isser in Neder beyond an Isser that I find by Kabonois, that by a Chefetz another I can make a Chefetz and Neider it that I won't touch it, I can be Neider that I won't throw it or sit inside of it if it's a hut or whatever the case may be. The Ran holds that way, but Tosis can't. Tosis is unable to hold this way because Tosis in that base holds that all Isurei Neder are built on Hatfasa, the Hatfasa from a Dover Kodesh. And the Davar Kodesh doesn't have any such Isra of touching and etc., and therefore that Fosse can't give that in either. That's why Tesla Shitase had to learn by the case of Yeshiva Sukkah Alai that there's some Hano in there, and therefore it has a Shaychus to the Isra we find by Kabbana, it's the Isra Hano, and maybe came Matfis and give the Sukkah in Isra Hano as well. Mashenkin the Ran was able to say on Daf Tezayin that the din of neder is able to aser even take cases that are not hanor, like neder could aser even from touching, neder could aser even from throwing, because the Ran Lashitase holds in the Beis and Aleph that there are nedorim that are totally distinct from hatfasa, and that no need to come onto hatfasa at all. You just say this chayfetz is aser, it's aser alai, and it's automatically aser without needing to come to borrow from any kind of din kedushas korban. If the Ran Lashitase is able to learn, Dr. Bitzula, the Ran could learn, like he says in the Tesayin, that a person can make a neder which is totally outside of the norms of Hilchos Isser Kedusha, and he can make a neder will ask even from touching or throwing or sitting inside or etc. The Yisir of Mitzvah Labanovich named on the Pshitos, and Taka the Sfor is like that really, the Pshutoi, that the only time the Ran applies, and after Zayin, when I could make a neder and aser even from touching or things that have no Shaykh to Kedusha, that would only be if I'm utilizing the mechanism of Isuri, not neder, which doesn't utilize that Tfasa from a Kedusha at all, and that's like the Ran Shita, that there are Nedorim that have no Shaykh to Kedusha at all. That means it's interesting that Taisis and the Ran of Mashma, they're really Meduic like that, on the base of it all, that the Shteirish of their Shita was from our Gemara. They bring down the Gemara. Atche Yidor Bedover Hanodu, that's Yidor Neder, the double Loshin, and the Taisis and the Rosh, on the base of it all, learned Kipshutai Mamish, they took the Gemara literally. That's the only case of Neder. There is no Neder outside of those cases, in their opinion. All Nedorim have to fall back on Yidor Bedover Hanodu, the giving Matfis and the Dover Kodosh, and even if you didn't speak it out, they still assumed that you meant it as Yodois. They understood our Gemara is defining the only case in which Nedorim apply, and therefore ultimately all Nedorim have to work, according to them, with being Matfis in a Dover that's Kodosh. Now the Ran concludes the sugya here near the bottom of Daf Yudalit Amad Aleph by writing that the whole din of Hatfasa, which is discussed in our Gemara, only applies Hatfasa by a neder, but it does not apply to Hatfasa by a shvua. Thus, by a shvua, I'm not able to say that I'm nishba. I'm swearing I'm nishba to answer this chayfet, zeh kozeh, just like that chayfet. And in fact, the Ran really quotes a marker for this from the Gemara in Shvuas Daf Chof. The maskana of the Gemara Rav Shitas Rava. The maskana is that matfis b'shvua is lav kemoitim b'piv domi, that a person who makes hatfasa by a shvua is not like he's moitz the shvua b'piv. And in fact, the Ran says it's not chal at all when you want to give a din of, in other words, I want to transfer a din from the existing osir or the existing kadosh entity onto this chayfet to make it osir. I mean, with a shvua, it's impossible to do that. And the Ran says that actually a pasha the sfora for this. It's a simple logic that you can't be matfis b'shvua because it's one thing the dorim which are an isa cheftza, neder redefined. The chefza, so I say zeh kozeh, and I give the din on this chefza just like the din of the original kodesh chefza. Masha ein kein shvu, which doesn't redefine the chefza at all. It's only a din of the gavra in the person that the person is osir from doing this thing or from eating this thing or whatever the case may be. It's isra on the gavra, so the whole concept of zeh kozeh is not going to have any meaning by isra gavra zokteran because the entity is not going to be redefined. So what's the point of saying zeh kozeh? Zeh kozeh means this chefza will be defined in a manner that parallels with the way the other chefzas are defined. That works by a neder, but by shvu. It doesn't have any meaning. There is no zeka zeka shvua. It's not a din that's mitzad the chefza, but rather it's a din from the standpoint of the person that he can't consume it or he can't eat this thing. That's the Ran. The Ran writes, however, at the end of the shtickel that there's a rishon that argues ikaman the umar. There's a day that holds that even though the Gemara does say in Masechta Shvuas that matzvus b'shvua lav kamoitim piv dami, that's the Gemara that says the name of Rava. However, this shita holds that that's only relevant with regard to korban and malchus. That says if the person made a hatfasa type of shvua and asked a particular entity and then he accidentally ate it, for example, he wouldn't bring a korban for that, even though normally a shvua is mechayev a korban when you violate. If he purposefully violated the shvua which the issa was shaft through hatfasa, he wouldn't get any malchus. So lagabi korban and malchus, for those punishments and those consequences, we say that a matfis is not kemoitim shvua mipiv domi. However, avol isura mio ikah. This shita holds, the ikam and the omer holds, that by Yeshua, even by Yeshua, we'll say that Isura Me'ikah, the Isser does exist, and the Hatfasa could give it in Isser, even by Yeshua. It just doesn't have the extra baggage of the Malkus and of the Korban. The Ran concludes with the Ein Mechuvar, I don't like this chat at all, and it's not correct. Now, of course, the Ran's explanation for why it's impossible to be matfis b'shvua is really not going to yield any possible chiluk, and that's what Shmuel Zofsky over here points out in the Shiurim, that if you name on that it's impossible conceptually to make a hatfasa on a shvua, because a shvua addresses the yachas of the person, the anhoga, the pool of the person. It does not address the label of the entity, so the whole zeh kozeh is meaningless. If you learn at the Ran, there's taka no way whatsoever to spelt the iser from the korban and malchus. And taka Shmuel Zofsky writes that the ikam and the umber is going to have to argue on that Ran, is going to have to hold that it is possible, conceptually speaking, to have a tfasa even in a shvua, and there must be some halacha, some reason why, according to this ikam and the umber, why lagab Korban and Lagabe Malkus, it won't be Chal, the din of Hatfasa b'Shvua, but Koponim, it is Chal b'Negeah to giving it a basic din, Isur. Now, a number of Mechabrim, a number of Sforim work to try to explain who the Ikam and the Omer is in this Ran, and to be masbir it, what exactly the hesbir is. I'm going to say over Be'ez Hashem, the hesbir that's given to this Indian in the Sefer Be'er Yankif on Shavuos from Rabbi Yankif Arieli. The Rav Arieli over there explains as follows. He says that there's a Hanocha Kedumo that we need to shtel avek in order to explain this Yekaman to Omar, which he personally appears to identify more with the Shitas HaRambam, which parallels the Rambam, as he points out, Mamish holds this way, that the Rambam Paskins LaHalocha, that Matfis Peshvua, if you make Atfosa Zekoze, to us with a Shvua, is not Kemoitim Piv Benigea to getting Malkus, Benigea to getting Korb, but the Rambam does say clearly that there is going to be a Isor, that's Chal, of Matfis Peshvua, so it's Mamish like the Shita that the Ran rejects. And Rav Arieli says the first point that we need to be misboinen into, that we need to be oimed on, is to understand a Zach that's Meduyik in the Rambam right at the very beginning of the Hilchos Nedarim, and that a certain smuchim that we find elsewhere, and that is that the Yesoid HaDin of an Isor Neder or of an Isor Shvua likewise, the Yesoid HaDin that it's Osir to violate a Neder, it's Osir to violate a Shvua, doesn't nemsach specifically from the fact that the Torah says, Kachol HaYoytim Epiv Yaseh, and the Torah says, Lo Yachal Dvoroi, and therefore there is an Asay, and a Loyin Sasay, and because of that, the person can't violate his Shvua and his Neder. Rather, the correct Hezbeh, says Rav Arieli, is that even if the Torah would not have said, Kachol HaYoytim Epiv Yaseh, and Lo Yachal Dvoroi, and there wouldn't be an Asay and a Loyin Sasay, the Torah is still Be'etzah Mechadish, intrinsically, that there's a Heftah called a Shvua, which you can't violate, and the Heftah of a Neder that you can't violate, and Grada happens to be, there's also an Asay and a Loyin Sasay on that. But even a Chutz Nasay and a Loyin Sasay is a basic Din Isur. And he taines, for one thing, that it's actually Mashma like that, and Meduyik like that, right away at the very, very beginning of Hilchos Nedarim of the Rambam, in Perek Aleph and Halacha Aleph, the Rambam right away starts out by quoting the Pasuk of Leser Isur al Nafshoi, that's the Pasuk at the beginning of Matos, Leser Isur al Nafshoi, and the Rambam says that Leser Isur al Nafshoi means, Sheyeser al Asmed Vorim Hutorim, and the Rambam says that that's the underlying concept that is behind the idea of making a Neder and answering oneself the Neder, and the same is going to be true of Arieli explains. In Be'ez Shvua as well, that's in Lesser Israel Nafshei. So Lesser Israel Nafshei is a pasuk that says, in the context of Shvua and of the Zoram and Parshas Matos, that it's telling us that a person makes a neder or a Shvua, he's shafing an Israel Nafshei. That intrinsically, all by itself, is sufficient to answer and to tell you that you can't violate the neder or the Shvua. But rather, the pasuk is moisif and it goes on and it says that there's a lois asay and asay in addition. And loyachal devorah. But the Meiser of Arieli says that you find that not always do I have this Hoysofa, and there are cases that don't have the Lav and the Asay, and there's still Osir, else the Isser Neder, because like it says in the Pasuk, Lesser Isser. For example, he says that actually, if you look carefully in the Sugya that we're alluding to, in Mesech Teshuas and Afchof, where the Gemara has a whole dion over there, if Matfis Beshvua is Kemoitish Mu Pivdomi, if a person makes a Shvotza, Tfosa Zekozeh on a Shvua, is it as if you articulate the Shvua or not? And he says, for example, Rashi over there is Meduyik throughout the whole Sugya. There's the Kamma Shmois and the Lashon of Rashi there that Rashi understood that if a person makes a tfos of a shvua, there definitely will be some isur. That's not even a shayla. It's that random. The shayla of the Gemara was, does it have all the dinim of shvua? Will you get malchus if you violate the shvua that you shaf by saying zeh ko zeh? Will you have to bring a korban if you violated b'shoyge? Those will be the shaylas of the Gemara. But the basic, the fact that there is a basic din of isur shvua that's chal by a person as matfis, that goes without saying. And therefore, you said that's another example you see in the Rashi as well over there, that Rashi understood that there's a basic halacha of a Shvua that's Chal. And that's lesser Isser, and a fulsome lesser Isser, like we'll see, and it's Chal. But rather, you have to know whether all the extra parashiyos HaTorah, the extra, all the dinim that are given to somebody who's Moitzi Shvua and Piv Beferish, like Malkus and Korban, etc., are those dinim going to apply to a Matfis B'Shvua. So another one, a Tzushtel that the Rav Arieli points out, Rav Yenke Arieli points out, Benegeya, to this Tzvei dinim, so to speak, and the basic Isser of Shvua or Neder, etc., see, points out the fact that will be Mayrchon and Mitzvah tomorrow and the next year that and Tazvov that the Ram Shita is that if you make a neder to Asa someone else from your Chefza, from your Chefetz, you make it to Asa the other guy, so even though the other guy is Taka also with the Din Neder to be Neder from your Chefetz because you Asa him, it's your Chefetz, you can Asa Yenim, but Afa became the Ram is Mavua that even though he's Asa, he will not be over on the Lois to say of Loyachal Dvoroi if he is Neder from it because it's not Dvoroi, he wasn't the person who was Neder, he he didn't speak about it, and Emeli, he can't be over on the Issa of Leyachal Dvoroi, chosh that it's also him to do it, it won't be Leyachal Dvoroi. So the Rambam again is spouting very, very distinctly and very clearly that sometimes they're going to have a case where it's not Dvoroi, because Yenim isn't the one who spoke up. You asked him, Beneder, from your Chayfet. He didn't ask for himself. And therefore, there's no lois to say of Leyachal Dvoroi, and that's not Dvoroi, it's not his Dvorim. But for Pekain, the basic Issa of Neder will still be Chal clapping him, because you have the Koyach, the Bailus, to ask Yenim Beneder. So what do you see again? You see the concept that even in a case where I wouldn't find that there would be a lois assay and an assay, and I don't have specifically the liachal dvori and the out on a technicality from the lois of assay, I still would say that the basic pasuk of lesser isur does apply to the basic various cases of neder and shvua, and even when you don't have the lava assay, you're still going to have the basic isur to violate. Rav Arieli goes further and claims that this concept that he's speaking of is also alluded to in a rather sosemdika Sefri in the beginning of Parashas Matos, where the Sefri says that if a person makes a beferish in neder or shvua, so that's called yoitzei mipiv yaseh. He was moitzei mipiv, he made it beferish, an explicit neder or shvua. What happens if he wasn't moitzei mipiv, he was just kibel all of the neder or shvua, he wasn't explicitly moitzei mipiv, he just accepted upon himself the neder or shvua. There's a whole tumult in the Meforshim over there in Free to explain what is this case that's not an explicit moitzim piv, but it was just accepted upon itself with a basic neder shvua. How do you know that that's also as well? Talmud loymai lesser isur al nafsoi. So the free actually is mavur klar zokter avariyeli. You see, befeir that the free is mavur that there are cases again where I'm not going to have the explicit moitzim piv, and you don't have the assay of the oitzim piv yaseh. And afal pikein they fall into the basic case of kibul of neder shvua. And the Ber Yankiv avariyeli dems on. He writes al pidar koi that one of those cases is going to be if the mensch is matfis b'shvua, because again, with the Lashon HaGemara is in Masechta Shvuah, and Iran quotes it over here, that Matfis B'Shvuah Lav K'moitzi Mipiv Domi, that a person makes a Tfasim HaShvuah and says Zeh Kozeh, it's not the equivalent of being Moitzi Mipiv. Thus, it does constitute a basic acceptance. Obviously, the concept that you're speaking, that you're articulating, is that you'd definitely want the thing to be also B'Shvuah. But you're not being Moitzi Mipiv the Shvuah, because you're saying Zeh Kozeh, which is a notion that doesn't exist, that Nusach doesn't exist by Shvuah, and in Meila, that's not a Moitzi Mipiv. That there wasn't machandish had fosa by a shvua. So a mele, therefore, even though there's a kabbalah of a shvua upon yourself, that's not a moitzim yipiv of a shvua. That will be one of the cases in them zon that will be nichlal in the sifri. And the hainu, therefore, it would not have an asay veloysa say, because there's no yoitzim yipiv yase, and there's no yachal devoroim. And also, likewise, since you were a moitzim yishvua yipiv, there will be no din korbin, because it's not a shvua mamish to be moitzim yipiv. But afal pikin, it's nichlal, the basic din of lesser iser, the person with kibal atzma beneder yishvua, and if it's lesser iser, a mele, is a basic iser to violate this case of matvis b'shvua. So that's Chan the Rambam, and we could add to our Pidar Kenu that actually fits very well in the way that the Ran brings down this Yeshayimim, that the Ran brings down the Yeshayimim, that the Torah didn't consider it to be moitzim piv domi mamish when you matvis b'shvua, that it should have it in korban, it should have it in malchus, because those are dependent upon being moitzim piv. That's mamish loshna pasuk kochol ayoytzim piv yaseh. That's what the Gemara in Shvua is. The matvis b'shvua is not moitzim piv domi. It doesn't consider that you mamish articulated it, because I don't have a special mechudistik, a nusach of articulation of atfasa by Yeshua of being matfiz zeh kozeh by Yeshua. So you weren't moitzim yipiv, and therefore there's no lois say of yoitzim yivyas and liyachel, and there's no karmen. But afal pikein, the basic iser of Shua would kick under this item, and based on the basic din of lesser iser al nafshoi, and that's what Rav Reili says. And maybe that's what the Rambam is bringing down, that there could be this Rambam that there is going to be an iser deraisa when a person is matfiz by Shua, just it doesn't have all the extra trappings of the din Malkus and of the din of Korban. One last point here. The Ran opens up his discussion of Hatfasa in this sugya with a very mechudistic claim, which is a big tumult in the Achroinim if the Ran actually means to blibe with this Lefiha Emes, or he's just saying that the sugya opens with this idea. The Ran opens by claiming that the basic fact that Hatfasa works by Nidorim, that you could say Zeh Kozeh, and it's gonna, the second item will be Osir as well, is Ili actually poshet me Savora that it's Mutter and does not really need the Pasuk of Yidur Neder that's Machadus to me the Musuk of Hatfasa. Hatfasa b'davar hanodar. I don't really need that pasuk. Why, Dr. Ran? Because anyway, it's loy goram miyodoy. Such a lashon Ran. It's not any less than a yad. We had all the sugyas in the first parak. There's a special koyach by Nadorim by Beshuas called a yad of a neder, which is mechadish in the Torah that a yad works as well. Normally, what a yad means is, I said, an incomplete articulation. I said the beginning of a sentence, but it was we a mamshich. We finished the sentence for you, so to speak. And yodoy, the din of yodoy, tells me that it's going to be also you say the yad, and it's going to be also also the neder b'shvua. The Ran over here claims that a person says zeh kozeh, it's at least the basic idea is being conveyed, is being given over by you, that you definitely want to ask of the entity b'neder, and therefore, even if there wouldn't be any special pasuk of yidah b'neder, I would know on my own that it's loigora miyodoy. That's what the Ran says at the beginning of the sugya. He's miyachas to the beginning of the Gemara, the idea that I don't need a pasuk to tell me atfosa by neder, and the need for the pasuk of yidah neder l'ashem is really for a meal takro, Dr. Ran, to tell you that yidah b'davar hanodur, yes, but b'davar ha'osur, no, that a masas b'davar ha'osur does not work. Because I don't need the pasuk l'gulfei, Dr. Ran, because I know that atfosa is anyhow not gora miyodah. There is a very big tumult on whether the Ran actually learns that the Gemara blibes with this idea that atfosa is really not gora from yodah, or that the Ran understood that the beginning line of the Gemara was saying this thing, but emes later on the Gemara is choyzer from it, and like the Ran himself has a stickle mashma later, like we'll see a little, that the Gemara in the later on Hemshech HaSugya understood that you need a pasuk legufe to tell you that atfosa is needed. Now, the atfosa works. Now, David Pavarsky over here learns that the Ran's story is true lefi ha'emes, that every atfosa is not gora from yodos. David Pavarsky speaks out a very important basic point, which is that this is not a regular yad. A regular normal yad, the pshat, as I said, an incomplete sentence, and we have finished the sentence with mamshich the sentence for you. That we say, you said the beginning of a thing that this about this chayfetz, and we mamshich to say that the chayfetz is also b'neder. Over here, Dr. Pavarsky, he did not say an incomplete sentence, and that sentence was actually very, very complete, and you completed it in a way that's different from a regular neder, because you say zekozeh. The regular neder would be, this is also a lie, or this is also, the person says zekozeh, it's a very different completion. Afal pikein zokter, you see from the Ran understood that not every yad has to be dafka, an incomplete dibber, which we're completing for you, even if he said a complete dibber, which somehow doesn't have the right nusuch, or doesn't express it the right way, afal pikein, the din of yodis will tell us that it's gut genug, it's sufficient that you articulated the general idea, it's understood from your words that you mean to ask it a thing b'neder. Based on that, Radon Pavarsky has a very big problem. He has a cash over here that why don't we say the same svara that atfosa is loy gora miyodis, and say therefore that if a person makes atfosa of a shvua, that it should also work 100% to give it a din of a shvua gemura, because it's yodis and a shvua as well. The shvua has a din of yodis as well. So therefore, chayra, we should say that a person says zekoze and he wants to ask for the new item of the shvua. The Ran says later that it's nothing at all, it's famous garnished, and it's not even chal. If Frechter Adolf Pavarsky, why don't you say that atfosa, even if it doesn't work as atfosa, it works because it's a yad, and it's lagora from a yad, and it works at a regular classic din of a regular neder. So the same thing by Yeshua should be said as well. Why don't you say atfosa, even though there's no chiddush of atfosa by Yeshua, we should say that it's a yad for a regular neder, a regular shvua, and therefore should be work as yodois of a shvua. Why does the Ran say it's nothing? This is the kasha of Adolf Pavarsky. Rav Zalman Pavarsky's teretz is extremely sosom, very short. He says a very short zog, and he sends you to look in his sefer that he wrote, Yeshua's David in Chelek Vov Perek Mem. If you look up the Yeshua's David, you could see more what he understood the answer to be. Rav Zalman Pavarsky really explains in the Yeshua's David that although you see from the Ran that he understood that not every yad has to necessarily be that it's a half sentence and we finish a sentence, over here the Ran by Hatfasa of Nedorim is saying that you said a whole sentence, but let me toich the Indian it's move on that you wanted to as a neder, and therefore atfosa could work by virtue of being a yad for a neder. But that only works, as Pavarsky, if the articulation that you said, the sentence that you said, didn't indicate a completely messed up havon in what you're coming to do, but even you totally makalkal the whole kabbalah of the neder or the shvua upon yourself. And he goes through his mafapal on this idea that if you say a mamasha makukul de gesprach that shows that you're thinking of a whole different chalois which doesn't even work, then it's not going to say that it's a yad and it's like gora miyondois, because fakir, you're demonstrating that you mean a messed up chalois. So that, I think, is what Rav Dov Pavarsky meant to bring it over here as well. That's what he stole too from his sefer there. If a person says on a shvua, zeh kozeh, according to the Ran, you're saying something which is intrinsically meaningless, because a shvua doesn't address a cheftza, so saying zeh kozeh, which by definition means this cheftza should have the same label as the other cheftza, can't apply to shvuas at all. So in Meila, it's a person who's, you're going to say, well, it's a yad for a shvua. It's not a yad for a shvua, because the whole nusach is mareh, but tray is a completely mekukul de kahavona from the standpoint of the mensch, that the mensch is thinking entirely wrongly. He's thinking that somehow he's going to on hilcha shvua, he'll shafa din shvua by giving a label on this object like on the other object, and shvua does not work by labeling object. So Mela, that's why this kind of nusach will not be able to serve as a yad for a shvua, because it's mara and completely flawed understanding of how you're going to shaf the halois of the shvua. That's all the It happens that both Rav Shmuel Rozovsky over here, as well as I saw Rav Shmuel Zalman Orbach in the Micha Shloimer earlier on Daf Beis, they both say that if you read very carefully the Lashon of the Ran over here, you really see that although the Ran is miyachas to the beginning of the sugya, this idea that every zeh kozeh by neder is not gora miyodois, but Lafi Emes, the Ran himself falls off from this. He learns the Gemara falls off from it in the Hemshach HaSugya, and Lafi Emes HaTfotze is not like gora miyodois. Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky grades Moisiv, he lakes to a Knesh, and he says that there is a reason why Hatfos is not Gora from Yodos, and the reason is that Zeh Kozeh is not the same Lomdus and the same Koyach as a person who Asa Zazach Beneder. If you ask for a thing Beneder, that means you are creating an Isser Neder, you're shaffing a new Isser Neder, but the Torah gave you the Koyach to do that. Mashenken Hatfos works by transferring Kedusha from an existing entity onto here, Zeh Kozeh. That's what Hatfos is, that's what you're trying to do. If Hatfos won't be a parish in the Torah won't be mechadish that Hatfasa works, so then you can't say, well, anyhow, it's a yad to a classic neder, because you're trying to work differently. The classic neder works, but you're shaffing and creating a new Issa neder. Hatfasa works, you're not creating a neder, you're transferring Kedusha from somewhere else. That's why the Fia Maskonas HaSugir, Shmuel Rozovsky says, it's only because Hatfasa has a special Chiddush HaKro that it works. Of neither neder, that's where we see a new din of Hatfasa's neder, where you could transfer the Kedusha from an existing and give it on to this new entity. But you're not going to have, if it wouldn't be for that special Chiddush HaKrov HaTfosa VaNeder, you're not going to have that HaTfosa is like a yad to the regular din of Neder, because it works differently for the regular din of Neder. And of course, according to Shmuel Zansky, it would follow that by Shmuel, for example, where the Torah was taken not Mechadish, there's a din of Fosa by Shmuel, there is no din of HaTfosa by Shmuel. So again, you're not going to have that I'm going to say Zeh Kozeh and say, oh, anyhow, it's not Gora, and I want to give it an Ikerdin of Shavuah, because again, HaTfosa Batzmusa works differently. It's a whole different lumdus by which I transfer the Kedusha from one entity and give it on to the new item.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.